You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Today's topic is, who is testing whom? Bnei Yisrael came to Marah, and the water wasn't fit to drink. The people complained against Moshe and said, "What are we going to drink?" Moshe cried out to Hashem. Hashem showed him a piece of wood, and he said, "Throw into the water," and it became sweet. The Pasuk said that there Hashem tested the people. And Rashi says, Hashem saw the stiffness of their neck. They did not consult with Moshe using gracious language by saying, "Please, Moshe, daven on our behalf to get drinkable water." Rather, they complained. From the Torah, it appears that Bnei Yisrael were tested, and they failed the test. However, in Pirkei Avos, it says that 10 tests our fathers tested Hashem in the desert. Like the Pasuk says, "You tested me these 10 times and did not listen to my voice." So here it says Bnei Yisrael tested Hashem. So this seeming contradiction encapsulates the total disconnect that happens between Hashem's desires and views of the world and people's desires and view of the world. The world, the Nisayon, the word of Nisayon comes from the word nes, a banner, something that is elevated. Now, this is multiple meanings, as we're going to see. Simply put, it means to be able to stand on a high place and see the total picture. If a person is walking in a very dense forest, he has no idea where he's going. But if he climbs to a tall tree, he could see all around him and get directions to get out of the forest. A person is a neshama lost in this world. When the neshama came down from the spiritual world, it forgot the oath it took to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it forgot the purpose it was sent down here to accomplish. It gets confused in a world of gashmias that constantly leads it in the wrong direction. For most people, they are so trapped in the forest that they never find their way out again. Hashem, in His ultimate mercy, gives us nisyonos, tests, ways to rise above the forest, in essence to get out of the forest by connecting directly to Hashem. Each nisyon, each test that we pass, gives us more of a clarity of direction, and the forest loses more and more of its hold on us. The test of Marah was, will the Bnei Yisrael become subservient to their leader Moshe? If they truly trust him and follow him, then he will guide them out of the forest. Otherwise, because due to their haughtiness and stubbornness, they will get more entangled in the forest. Then they will turn the tables around, and they will test Hashem. Testing Hashem means that a person has within them the root of apikorsis. They feel that Hashem is not all-powerful. Hashem can't keep His word and could very well not care about them. Crying like little children to give them water is more than a selfish temper tantrum. It is a deep-seated, calculated complaint to see if Hashem could really produce what I want. If a person tests Hashem, they're putting Hashem on trial to see if He's truly Hashem. The person may not see it that way, but that's really what's going on. That is why there is a prohibition against testing Hashem. Yet there is one place that not only is it allowed to test Hashem, but Hashem tells us to actually go and test Him. By Meiser, giving 10% of your money to Stukka. We know by the Shema, by V'Hayayim Shamoa, that the Torah tells us, keep the mitzvahs and all good things will happen. Can we test Hashem there and say, "Hashem, okay, I'm doing the mitzvahs, I want to see good things happen"? No, we can't do it. Why not? In addition, we find in the first part of the Shema, it says, "B'chol mi'odecha," that we have to worship Hashem with all our money in singular. However, in the second part of Shema, which is in plural, it doesn't say b'chol me'oideichem. It doesn't say with all your monies in plural. Why not? So the Tanhuma explains that for certain individuals, it is possible to be ready to give up their money for Hashem. But for the masses of people, no, it's not true. Now, this is extremely amazing because it says, b'chol nafshecha, with all your soul in singular, and b'chol nafshechem in plural, meaning even large groups of people, numbers of people, would be willing to give up their lives for Hashem, but they're not willing to give up their money? Sadly, it is true. Giving up one's life is a great sacrifice, but it's a one-shot deal which can be done while on a spiritual high. However, parting with one's hard-earned money, that's a daily challenge which few can pass. Why? Because it all goes back to the original conflict B'nai Israel had in its initial formation of becoming a nation when they left Mitzrayim. What is more important? Hashem's desires and view of the world, or people's desires and their view of the world? When people view themselves as the center of the world, then their money is the key for their happiness. If you take it away, you're depriving them of their ability to fulfill what they want from the world. The only way they will give up their money is if they get something in return out of it: honor, relief of guilt, feeling good about themselves, etc., etc. However, if Hashem is at the center of the world, it's all about making Hashem happy. My body, my possessions, my money are to be used to fulfill Hashem's will. Normally, we cannot say by mitzvahs, I will test Hashem. If I do this, I should get a reward. Because there are so many factors involved in doing mitzvahs, who knows if the mitzvah was done properly or not. There's only one thing that is based on pure actions, pure numbers and accounting, miser. 10% of a person's gross earnings after taxes. In every other mitzvah, there are too many cheshbonos going on in Shemayim to have an accurate correlation. However, miser, which strikes at the root of a person's financial fears and seriously tests his emunah and bitachon, Hashem wants to show a clear correlation between mitzvahs and rewards, midah keneged midah. A person giving miser is the opposite of prudent financial planning for wealth. Yet, the person says, it's not me that makes the money, and the world is not about me, but Hashem who makes the money, and it's all about Hashem. The person has elevated himself above the forest. Now Hashem clearly shows his power and presence out of the jumble of this world. A person sees what Hashem is doing for him and what Hashem is capable of doing. Chazal tells that a Baal Gaiva, a haughty person, Hashem says, he and I cannot live in the same world. Doesn't mean a totally haughty individual. Gaiva is defined as, it's all about me. When a person asks Hashem, what have you done for me lately? It's as if he is only tolerating Hashem's presence in his life if he is getting something from Hashem. That is why there is an opinion that the generation of the Midbar does not have a share in Olam Haba. 10 times they tested Hashem, saying, I only want to have a relationship with you, Hashem, on my terms, and if I get what I want. Such an attitude cannot exist in Olam Haba, where everything clearly revolves around Hashem. We have to constantly ask ourselves, are we testing Hashem when we shouldn't? Or are we not testing Hashem when we should by giving miser?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.